Doing.
And when the sun comes, you will be welcome, because he's called you from the beginning. And though he's called you, he's never met you, he's only known you in a strong feeling. And when the sun comes, you will be welcome, because he doesn't feel the things that meeting you will. And when the sun comes, you will be welcome, because he doesn't feel the things that meeting you will bring. And when the sun comes, everything you've done will be alright.
Alrighty, that was Phage, and they are going to be playing Sunday with Jucifer over at Smalls. You are listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. This is the holiday weekend. We've got on the live drive at 5 coming up in just a matter of minutes, Hannah Malhas. But in the meantime, I guess we're going to continue doing a little bit about the calendar. The kickoff at the New Center Park this weekend, we've got on Saturday, One Love, Splitting Nickels, Macrame, Tiger, Woodman, Shoe, and the Beggars. And, I'm not sure if Faux Paws is playing Sunday or Saturday night. They kind of got blurred in the middle of that lineup. But we're going to put on The Beggars, recorded live on the Motor Live Drive, doing something called Bending Broke. We may interrupt it halfway through in order to go live, because we are working feverishly to get the show on the road. In the meantime, here's The Beggars. You can check them out on Saturday night as part of the New Center Park Festival.
Oh!
That was The Beggars, who are performing live in the Motor Live Drive. They're going to be part of the new Center Park Festival on Saturday. I think they're closing out the show. But right now, we are ready to go live in the studio. We have a solo act today. Hannah, is it Malhas?
It's close. Malhas, yeah. Malhas is good. Malhas.
Okay. Hi, nice to have you in the studio.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay. They're saying keep rolling. Oh, we're good to go. Okay. We are live in the studio today. And, well, you want to play something to get us started and we'll...
Sure, yeah. Let's start with a song called Rush.
Hannah Malhas, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5.
Very sweet.
Thank you.
Now, you're based out of Ann Arbor, aren't you?
I am, and I got lost driving here. In fact, I get lost pretty much every time I drive anywhere, no matter how many times I've been there. But that was supposed to be a secret, and now it's not.
Oh. Well, you've let it out to the world like all your songs.
I have, you know, I tend to do this thing where I just keep on going in circles until I find the destination the first time, and I feel like it's just... It's become a part of my driving, so I factor in time for it.
Okay.
It's good to be here, though. This is my first time out here.
Well, welcome to Dearborn. Well, on this Motor Live Drive at 5, you got your first time down here.
I lied. It's my second time in Dearborn, but my first time in this particular area.
Now, it's interesting. You're originally from Jordan.
I am, yes. And Dearborn is pretty much the Arab capital of the U.S., so you'd think I'd be here more often. But, yes, I'm from Jordan originally and based out of Ann Arbor. I travel a lot between the two continents, two countries, to visit family, to do music shows, both places.
Wow. Well, that always makes things interesting.
It really does. with a lot of different things, you know, from songwriting to just experiences to have.
Yeah, I would think that the traveling and the different cultures would be really make your songwriting so much more colorful and diverse.
It does provide a lot of influences and, like you said, colorful influences. And in fact, I tend to lean towards collaborating with other musicians when I do projects, and I try to do that with the album that I just released. It's my debut album, and it was released in March, and it features a lot of work collaboration between artists that I know in Jordan and artists here in Michigan, local artists. It was a lot of fun to work, you know, transatlantic sometimes, but it was a lot of fun to work with different people with different musical backgrounds.
Oh, and what is the name of the CD?
The CD is called Shapeshift, which is kind of fitting if you let your imagination run wild. But yes, having influences from both areas is pretty interesting. The other, I just thought of something, actually. I wrote a song on the plane once, on my way to Jordan. And that was an interesting process, you know, just going through different cultures, different even colors or things that you see in front of you, or shapes or people. It's just funny games that your mind plays on you when you travel between places.
Well, since you've traveled down here, why don't we shift to some more music?
Yeah, sure. This next one is actually going to be a cover for a band called Muse. It's called Supermassive Black Hole. And if you're familiar at all with the original, it's a lot less acoustic than the version I'm about to play.
You know I suffer. Oh, baby, can you hear me moan? You call me on your false pretenses. How long before you let me go? Oh, oh, you set my soul alight. Oh, oh, you set my soul alight.
Oh. Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you. In fact, that's Hannah Malhaus. In fact, she's changing over to the piano right now. So
I'm trying to stay close to the mic, but I'm getting entangled.
Well, we'll wait for a moment as she just steps over to the other her other instrument.
I really enjoy playing that song, actually. Usually I play it with Jamie Register. She's also a local artist based out of Ann Arbor. She plays the bass and sings with me often on stage, and she's also on the CD. We have quite a good time when we're on stage together.
Yeah, she's got a great album out herself.
She does. She's very very diverse and talented. She's funk and soul, and she's got a band of her own, Jamie Register and the Glendales. And when she plays with me, she somehow turns the funk into folk, and it's great. It's nice how versatile she is.
Well, it's the diversity that really makes everything work out. In
right.
fact, you're going to be at a diversity festival later this month.
I am. Concert of Colors. I'll be playing that stage on, I think it's July 17th. It's a Saturday.
Okay, that is.
At 8 p.m. I would love to see... meet new people and see new faces in the crowd. So I'm looking forward to that.
Right. You'll be out at the outdoor stage.
Yes.
At the rhythm stage, I believe.
I think that's what it's called. I know it so far as the outdoor stage.
Well, it's usually called the rhythm stage. We've worked at the Concert of Colors for a number of years,
oh,
so we'll
great.
See you down there.
That's great.
It's a great environment. You know, there's a little grassy park area, and they have tables and chairs, and it's just a really nice outdoor venue as part of the whole festival.
That's right, and you can go down to the ice cream social from there.
I'm looking forward to being there. I like playing music in the summer outside. It's a lot of fun, and it's a good way, you know, to soak in the sun and just be happy.
Okay.
And on that note, we're going to go into a sad song, but which tends to be the color of most of the songs I write, but well, that's not true. It's diverse. But you know what? I'm going to play the song for now, and we'll talk more about that after.
Okay. What
are
you going
to play? This song is called God for a Day.
Thank you.
You. In fact, the piano for you is you've got an interesting technique. Your hands just seem to float over the keys, and really, even if I'm looking right at them, sometimes it's hard to tell whether you're actually hitting them or not until the sound comes out.
Really,
I hope that's a good thing.
Yeah,
You know, I've heard of tickling the ivories, but you like were massaging them. That is
the best way I've heard anybody describe me playing the piano, massaging them. I like that phrase. Thank you. I appreciate that. I feel at home on the piano. I really do.
And it's got a great sound.
Thanks. I've been lugging this big, big keyboard around on the road for a while now, so I'm really glad it's still with me.
Wow. In fact, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Online. I practically live online. Whether it's MySpace or Facebook or the website, if you look for Hannah Malhas, HannahMalhas, online you can find me. Facebook is probably the most active, you know, place. There's I would love it if people listening can friend me anywhere online, and then maybe like leave some comments if you take a listen to the music. You can also find the CDs available on iTunes and cdbaby.com. And if you want to leave comments or reviews there, that'd be great too. It's good to get feedback.
All right.
Yeah, one thing, Facebook is a great resource, and lately I've been taking pictures during the bands and then posting them with a link directly to the show, podcast show.
That's great.
And it's really been getting some great comments on some of the shows. So definitely, I think we already are friends on Facebook.
I was just going to say, we met on Facebook. So yeah,
that's right.
In fact, that's how we got you for this show, was on Facebook.
It's an interesting way to both meet people, but also waste time or lose track of time.
In fact, as she stepped away from the keyboard and back to her guitar.
Yeah, this time without tripping any wires. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tune up a little for the next song. It looks
well,
like
of course.
Guitar.
Well, she has to tune up because she cares about her audience here.
I do. I really do.
And while she's tuning up, I want to remind you, next week here on the Motor Live Drive, we're going to have the Reelers. And then?
Well, we've got the Reelers. They're a Western swing band. And then on July 15th, we are going to have Satin Peaches, who will be playing as part of the Don Was Super Sessions Saturday night at the Concert of Colors. And then we're going to roll right into July 22nd when we have the soul rockin' hip-hop band Natives of the New Dawn in. So we're going to be jumping it up in July.
I actually remember the Satin Peaches from a... It was part of a band a few years ago, and we played a show with them. It's good. Hmm. It's good to hear where they're playing next.
Yeah, they're a great little band, and they've got a wonderful sound.
Should we go on to the next song?
Is yes,
sure.
This next one is called Short on Penance.
Couldn't look in my reflection, 'cause I heard what it would say, that I knew this day would come and I wouldn't be okay. I chose to let you go. I tried to outrun the pain, like trying to stay dry, standing under pouring rain. Cold water seeps into bone, crumble like salt, and you sink like a stone. look at you now with nothing to say. Fighting the urge to beg you not to go. Please don't go. Won't you forgive me now? I tried to outrun the pain, like trying to stay dry, standing under pouring rain. Cold water seeps into bone, crumble like salt, and you sink like a stone. I'm still short on the penance I owe my love. Like leaves of spring, thought I was brave, but I just fall to the ground when seasons change. Only trees can make it through the winter. Stoic and strong, you always gave me shelter. I was wrong. It was you.
Thanks.
Well, thank you.
I have a pro now moving back and forth. Oh, not quite. I spoke too soon. Let me just do the switch around. But yes, I am back.
Yeah, and she switches right back now to the piano.
You know, I should have planned this set list a little more strategically.
Well, that's okay. It's the variety that always makes things worthwhile.
It is. It is. It really is.
In fact, one thing I was going to ask you is, what other shows do you have coming up that people can come and see you play live?
That's right. I've got the Ann Arbor Art Fair coming up July 23rd at the 1071 stage. And I'm excited to play both shows, the Concert of Colors and the Art Fair. And this, I'm playing solo today, but usually when we play a little bigger stages, I have a little band that joins me. And Jamie Register, as I mentioned, she's on the bass and vocals with me. I've got Aaron Gold on drums and Danielle Gartner on cello. And, well, cello slash French horn slash mandolin. She's kind of experimenting at the moment. So we get to do a little, you know, different things on stage and have a lot of fun.
Wow. Good.
We had a Danny Croha in last week, and he had a diddly bow, and I was saying we've had a harp and bagpipes and now a diddly bow, but the only thing we haven't had is a tuba or a French horn.
I should have brought Danielle today.
We'll have to bring you back.
Oh, that's great. That's good to hear. We'll be back, and I'll bring her and her French horn as well.
That would be awesome.
In fact, will your band be playing with you at the Concert of Colors?
They will. Wow. Yes. Yeah, they'll be there.
Okay.
Well, it's always wonderful to get the variety of things people do.
Yeah, I think one of the things I enjoy most as a musician is listening to different layers in a song, especially when it comes to vocal harmonies. Some of my favorite artists have a lot of beautiful harmonies with them, like, you know, Damien Rice and Lisa Hannigan together sound really heavenly sometimes. But yeah, it's good to have diversity. This next song is called Long After, and there's actually a video of it up on Facebook, and I do have a channel on YouTube under the same name, and for the CD release show in Jordan, we did a full band set for it as well. I have an Arabic band, and then I have an American band. It's it's really wonderful to have friends. But the video of this online is also kind of cool because there's a harmonica player on this as well. And, you know, just a different interpretation of it.
All right.
Long After.
Long after. is right. But I'll stand by your side long after. Long after my body has died.
Your vocals are very moving. They're very passionate. It's very, very, very nice. Very moving.
And as she moves back to the guitar once more, we'll
really
ask.
Gonna stop doing
yeah.
That.
In fact, one thing I wanted to ask you once you're set up there, sure. Is about your songwriting.
Sure.
In fact,
what do you want to know?
Well, in fact, you know, what do you find as your biggest influences in your songwriting?
Well, emotions. I think experiences, emotions. Sometimes a song can start out as a thought or a reflection that you have about something you saw or something you felt, and then evolve into a story of its own as you're writing. And really, it's important to me to connect to anyone that's listening and have them create their own story when they're listening. If they're moved in some way, then I can feel it. And that's kind of what I love about music. You can feel each other through music, even if you're strangers. Things that influence me, sometimes it's, there's a song that was inspired by just realizing how little I know about my grandmother and her stories. And there's another song on the album that's inspired by a story I heard about a refugee child who had to go through a really difficult experience back in his home country as a child soldier at the age of 12. And it's about how, you know, the reality, we don't live that. A lot of us don't live that. And other songs are inspired by breakups and heartaches and relationships and guilt or love. Sometimes it all just comes out into words.
And it's very heartfelt.
I hope that comes across, because it really is where it comes from. and I'm tuning again. Mm-hmm. And I'm really bad at multitasking. But
well, you'll be able to hear the entire show on the podcast. It's available right at 6 o'clock at the end of this program. You can catch it at WHFR.FM. Just go to our website, hit the button that says Motor Live Drive, and get today's date.
Did you like that tuning in the background?
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry about that. It should have been something a little more pretty. But I'm just going to take a sip of water before I start singing.
Well, she's got it.
This next song is called Radiate. And it is a love song.
Well.
It's sort of a love song about telling you to open up, and maybe a little bit about forbidden kinds of love, but I'll leave that to your imagination.
Well, thank you, Hannah.
Thanks.
In fact, one thing I wanted to ask.
Mm-hmm.
You said you're originally from Jordan.
I am.
When did you come to the United States?
I came to the United States about 10 years ago, maybe even more than that. Yeah, 10 years ago for school. And then I stayed and got a job after, and then joined a band, and then there was no turning back.
That's the way music is.
I met a band at an open mic night at the Arc in Ann Arbor, and you know, things just kind of start happening. There's a domino effect, and went on the road with them for a few years and fell in love with both listening to live shows and playing live shows and getting that kind of inspiration, and never want to stop now.
Oh, what band was that you met at the Arc?
It's the band is called Lazy Sunday. It's a four piece. We were four or five, depending on the year. Four or five all girl folk rock, and they were a lot of fun. And we had a really good time writing songs together, playing songs, sharing stages with really incredible talents. So that was kind of, you know, what first gave me a taste of live, playing live. That was about 5 years ago, I think. And then about 2 years ago, I decided to keep going with a solo after the band broke up.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you did. It's, yeah, everything's been sounding so nice today.
Thanks.
And it's nice to hear that you've got a new record out as well.
Yeah, that was exciting. I recorded with Jim Roll at Backseat Productions in Ann Arbor. And he's, you know, recorded a lot of wonderful artists locally, like Chris Bathgate and Frontier Ruckus, and he was wonderfully patient and took good care of me in the studio.
Wow.
And through him, I actually got to have a wonderful, very talented, nationally traveling, touring cellist play on a few songs on the record. And you know, those are the things that I'm talking about when you're doing. I was in Jordan at the time, and they she came over to the studio and listened to the songs, and we just communicated over email, and I said, you know, this is kind of what I'm hearing, this is the feel I'm going for, and she listened to it and like just got it. She just nailed it. She played exactly what I was envisioning the piece would be like. So those kinds of stories that brought the album together.
And that album is called Shapeshift?
It is, yep. Shapeshift.
Interesting title.
Yeah. It was actually it was inspired by this next song, that's called Wings and Bricks, and I would attempt to explain it, but maybe the song will.
Okay.
You took your hardest breath, expected nothing less. You spoke your heart. You knew you had to choose. With wings on your back and bricks in your chest, you beat out the fear till there's nothing left. Shift and learn, unravel and burn like nothing that came before, like 10,000 open doors, like nothing that came before, like 10,000 open doors. Your lungs will expand to make room for more. With wings on your back and bricks in your chest, you beat out the fear till there's nothing left. With wings on your back and bricks in your chest, you beat out the fear till there's nothing left. With wings on your back and bricks in your chest,
thank you.
It was a short little song.
Yeah.
Oh, you warned us that you had short little songs.
I did. This one is probably the shortest of them all, but that's the life it took.
Yeah. In fact, you mentioned traveling between here and Jordan.
Yes, I do. I travel about twice a year. I was just in the Middle East. I did a CD release mini tour. I can't really call it a tour because I only did about 5 shows, but I did 4 shows in Jordan and then hopped over to Lebanon, which is north of Jordan, and played a CD release show there, and that was fantastic, and I hope to expand that Middle East touring when I go back in the winter.
Well, what do you find the differences between playing here in the United States and in Jordan?
There's quite a few differences. The local, the music scene, the live music scene there is sort of, it's just starting to spring to life in the past few years. And there's a lot of excitement from listeners and from concert goers. They want to see new things. They want to hear new things. And the support for local artists is just starting, and it's not quite as strong as it is here. Shows like this, I mean, I was just talking to Mr. White before the show, saying how great it is that you have the show and how much support it gives local artists. But in the Middle East, it's still, support for local artists is just starting.
Okay.
And the audience tend to favor different types of songs, or different songs and different kinds of covers, and the musical tastes differ somewhat. You know, there's a lot more folky country feel to what people like here. Maybe country is the wrong word, but folky in the indie scene. And the Middle East likes a lot of beats and rhythm and movement. But, you know, in the end, it's just about connecting with the audience.
Okay. Well, as she tunes up...
My guitar is acting up today.
Well, she wants to make it perfect for her audience today. And you can catch her at the Concert of Colors. She'll be played Saturday the 17th at 8 o'clock on the outside rhythm stage.
And then a week later on the 23rd at the Ann Arbor Art Fair. And that's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I think you said?
It is, yeah. It'll be 3 to 3:30. I think it's a half an hour set. This next song is called Took a Life.
What do you know of my heart, of all its struggle with my head? I took a life to save my own. Now there's a devil in my bed. What do you know of this war, of all the hope that's run dry? I took a life to save my own and left my soul to slowly die. Lay down your gun, boy, lose your ground. Lay down your gun before it takes you down. Your heart will break, painful and slow. Go on now, go. Don't look at me and nod your head, like you see what I see, because your eyes were like mine. The fallen demons were set free. Lay down your gun before you lose your ground. Lay down your gun or I'll leave this place, before you lose your ground, before it takes you down. Your heart will break, painful and slow.
Hannah Melhouse, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. We've got a few minutes left here. We've got about 9 minutes left to go. So we'll see what else we can get out of this young lady today. As she changes her instruments again and walks back over to the piano.
I'm back on the piano. I think, how about two more songs I got here? I think I'll do this next song. It's called City by the Sea. And it's inspired by the desert mountains of southern Jordan. When you drive down from the capital, where I'm from, to a city by the sea called Aqaba, or if you want to go desert camping in Wadi Rum, there is beautiful scenery, like desert mountains that have incredible colors. And I'm always struck by the different color palette that I see driving south there, and then driving here in the U.S., the very bright, vivid blues and greens of, especially in the summer, in the Midwest, and both are beautiful, but I have a special place in my heart for the desert mountains, so I wrote a song for them.
Your way to me, sway, find your way to me. Sand meets storm.
Jamie Mailhouse. Hannah Mailhouse. Excuse me. Hannah Mailhouse. Yes, Hannah Mailhouse. In fact, you'll have to come down and see her play live at the Concert of Colors, because like that song says, she does actually sway to the rhythm as she sings.
And almost fell in the middle of that song. Slipped a little. It's been really great being here.
Whoa.
You really have a way of making people feel comfortable in the studio, even though there's a little, you know, glass between us, but I can see you. So that's great.
It's been a great hour. It really has been very fitting for the day. It's such a beautiful day outside.
It is, yeah. Thanks for having me. I have one more song, but just like to maybe remind the listeners to come online on Facebook or MySpace and take a listen to my stuff, maybe on iTunes. My name is Hannah Mailhouse. It's maybe difficult to pronounce, but it's really easy once you think of it. Hannah Mailhouse.
That's right. It's pronounced just like it's spelled.
Mm-hmm. Well, close enough. Right. This next song is called Distance, and it is the last song.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Okay, this is WHFR Dearborn. Stay tuned for the Flash Drive Jazz Show.